Part 5. New Publicly Traded Securities. Psyche Maricon Castellon reports of four companies that intend to issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed or intend to file in their Chapter 11 cases. These are Gatehouse Media, Patriot Coal, Longview Power LLC, and Physiotherapy Holdings. Gatehouse Media Inc. and certain of its subsidiaries, comprising one of the largest publishers of locally based print and online media in the United States, on November 26th, disclosed that they have emerged from prepackaged Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings in the United States Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware with a substantially de-levered balance sheet. Fortress Investment Group LLC assembled a chain of more than 430 daily, weekly, and community newspapers, in part through the Gatehouse plan. Gatehouse has 78 daily and 235 weekly newspapers, plus 343 associated websites. In companion transactions, Newcastle Investment Corp. paid $87 million to buy Dow Jones Local Media Group, Inc. from News Corp. The acquired company has 8 daily and 15 weekly newspapers in 7 states. Local Media will manage Gatehouse. Prior to the petition date, and pursuant to a plan support agreement, Gatehouse solicited votes on the plan over from holders of claims under its 2007 secured credit facility and certain related interest rate swaps. The plan was accepted by the only impaired class of creditors entitled to vote on it. Specifically, 79 out of the 80 holders of secured debt entitled to vote, holding an aggregate amount of $1,199,317,153, representing 99.99% of the total secured debt, voted to accept the plan. No creditors voted to reject the plan. Pension, trade, and all other unsecured creditors of Gatehouse would not be impaired under the plan, and their votes were not solicited. Gatehouse's common stock would be canceled under the plan, and holders of secured debt would have the option of receiving a cash distribution equal to 40% of their claims, or stock in New Media Investment Group, Inc., a new holding company that will own Gatehouse and Local Media Group. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Missouri has approved Patriot Coal Corporation's disclosure statement as containing the information necessary to enable creditors to vote on the company's plan of reorganization. The court has also authorized Patriot to move forward with a proposed rights offering in conjunction with the plan of reorganization. The rights offerings will be fully backstopped by Knighthead Capital Management LLC and certain affiliates. Additionally, the court approved an agreement with leading financial institutions Barclays and Deutsche Bank to arrange new exit financing and post-emergence credit facilities of $576 million. Finally, the court approved the company's previously announced settlements with Peabody Energy Corporation and Arch Coal, Inc. A total of $250 million in aggregate principal amount of notes and an aggregate amount of warrants to be determined by the debtors and the backstop parties will be offered in the rights offerings, to be allocated to the certified eligible holders and backstop parties in the proportion of 60% and 40% respectively. The aggregate subscription price for the notes rights will be $250 million, and the aggregate subscription price for the warrants will be $25. Thus, the aggregate subscription price for the rights offerings will be $250,025,000. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware will convene a hearing on December 18th to consider the adequacy of the disclosure statement explaining Longview Power LLC et al.'s joint plan of reorganization. The plan, filed on November 13th, will drop $1 billion in debt from the debtor's balance sheet and raise money to cover the cost of fixing the plant. Longview's restructuring proposal has the support of senior lenders who have agreed to swap some of their debt for equity in a reorganized company. Some of them have signed up to provide a $150 million loan to fund Longview's exit from Chapter 11, as well as fix the plant and keep it running, saving some 650 jobs in the process. The new loan and the Chapter 11 plan makes a way out for Longview not just from bankruptcy but from a looming cash crunch. With some $58 million worth of letter of credit borrowing power locked up in a dispute with contractors and a plant running at partial capacity, Longview has warned of possible irreparable harm if the financing does not go through. The company is pushing for a February 10, 2014 confirmation hearing on the Chapter 11 exit plan. Terms of the financing call for Longview to emerge from bankruptcy in early March. Judge Kevin Gross of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware entered an order scheduling the hearing to consider confirmation of Physiotherapy Holdings, Inc. et al.'s plan of reorganization and the adequacy of the disclosure statement explaining its plan for December 17th. The Chapter 11 plan, which was negotiated by the debtors with their bridge loan lenders, senior note holders, and shareholders prior to the petition date, provides for the refinancing of the bridge loan, the senior note holders receiving 100% of the new common equity in exchange for debt. Prior to the petition date, the bridge loan lenders and all holders of senior notes, the only holders of claims or interest entitled to vote to accept or reject the plan, unanimously voted to accept the plan, with 100% of the holders of claims arising under the bridge loan facility and 99.71% of the holders of claims arising under the senior notes indenture in dollar amount casting ballots voting to accept the plan. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for November 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300. And that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune into our year-end restructuring review on January 16th. Thank you for listening.